The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We begin this morning with the rise in school children getting exemptions from Irish. It's denying them part of their identity, according to a new report out today called From Exemption to Inclusion. Padraig O'Guire is Professor Emeritus at Dublin City University. He wrote the report and he joins me. I'm also joined by Rosie Bissett, who's CEO of Dyslexia Ireland, and you're both very welcome to the programme. Padraig, I'll start with you. The report that you wrote was commissioned by Conra na Gaeilge. What did you find that led you to this conclusion that not studying Irish is denying young people and children part of their identity?
Yeah, thanks very much, Claire. So I suppose a new system in relation to exemptions from the study of Irish came in 2019, and I've been continually critical of the department, and I suppose predicted back in 2019 that the number of exemptions would rise as a result of the new system. And one of the things I want to do in this report is just show the alarming rise there has been. So the situation has gone from, particularly at post-primary, where there were just over 7% of students exempted from Irish in 2017, but that has risen now to 14.3%. And if the current rate of growth increases, I took the average over the last 5 years and the predictions for enrolments by the Department of Education, I predict that there'll be 22% of students at post-primary exempted from Irish, and that's one in five. And if it goes to that stage, I think the kind of foundation of teaching Irish at post-primary school would be undermined.
And is it your contention, Padraig, that these children are being exempted when they shouldn't be?
Yeah, well, for example, as I showed in the report, that 51% of students exempted because of a learning difficulty are studying other modern languages at secondary school, so French, German, Spanish, Italian, and so forth. There are many students in Irish medium schools who don't qualify for an exemption, who have dyslexia, who are on the autism spectrum, who are successfully learning Irish, and you know they're learning to the best of their ability, as it were. And that's what any of us would ask in an inclusive policy, is that children will have special education needs, but that they would achieve to their potential in the different subjects. So to sort of, I suppose, bolster the work that I've done in previous years, I looked at the practice in other countries. Wales, Finland, Catalonia, Luxembourg and Malta, where there are minority or regional languages taught, or where there's more than one official language. And in those countries, students who have profound difficulties will get maybe a partial exemption or a temporary exemption or reasonable accommodations. And I suppose that's where Ireland stands out, that we give a permanent exemption, which doesn't happen elsewhere.
Okay,
and I also looked at the research on children with literacy difficulties learning other languages, and the research doesn't support that they must have an exemption, as it were.
But the increase in exemptions, is it not due in part to the fact that our population is changing? And there are a lot of people here now at school who weren't born here in Ireland. Maybe they weren't educated in the primary cycle here in Ireland, and they are being exempted from learning Irish at post-primary level.
Yeah, that is a factor, but it's not a factor in the increase, in the sense that roughly 60,000 students exempted at post-primary, about 20,000 of those are due to having come from abroad, and roughly 38,000-40,000 because of a learning difficulty. And that hasn't changed really since around 2004, 2005, 2006, when more and more migrants started coming to Ireland. Over that period, there has been an increase, and if anything, the number coming from abroad has decreased in recent years. So while it is a factor, it's not the cause of the growth, as it were.
Okay, so
one of the factors that is causing growth, however, is the practice at post-primary school, where the special education support classes are being timetabled at the same time as Irish classes. So you have, in my view, the ludicrous situation where students who've attended an Irish medium primary school, 8 years, excellent Irish, but may have dyslexia, they're going on to an English medium post-primary school, and the principal is telling their parents, if you want us to provide learning support for your child, they'll have to have an exemption from Irish. And now, that does not comply with any inclusive education policy.
Right, but is it your view that if you have a learning difficulty that you should be studying Irish?
My view is that if you have a learning difficulty, as happens in other countries, the teaching of Irish should be adapted to your needs. So at primary level, where actually the situation is fairly stable, it's 12,000 students, 2.2%, which is good. And it would appear that at primary school, principals are and teachers are adapting the curriculum, and there's less need for an exemption. And that is exactly what the department in their policies promote, but then don't put it into practice by granting exemptions. So there's no reason why, and that's one of the things, the research show, in places where you do have an exemption, such as North America, or substitutions, as they call it, it removes the pressure on teachers to actually come up with ways to meet the needs of the children.
Okay.
So in other words, if I have students in my class who are struggling with literacy, I've got to find ways that work for them. And that puts extra pressure on me.
But you can exempt them here.
So you don't have to find those ways.
I just want to bring Rosie in at this point. Rosie from Dyslexia Ireland, you're welcome to the programme, Rosie. Do you think that really we're not being inventive here, that if people have a learning difficulty like dyslexia, that a way can be found for them to learn Irish without having to exempt them entirely?
Morning, Claire. I think certainly more could be done to improve the teaching of Irish. And as Padraig will know, the department have actually only in the last year published two new action plans, which actually recognise that there is some real issues in terms of how Irish is taught. In some cases, in English medium schools, a complete lack of, teaching phonics, the code of Irish, which undoubtedly makes the situation more complex for our young people with dyslexia. But I suppose I would question some of what Padraig is saying in terms of the science. The research on dyslexia and learning difficulties is quite clear. We had a major new definition of dyslexia published, a consensus definition across researchers across many countries and disciplines, the Delphi definition last year, which specifically recognises that learning additional languages is a core challenge for young people with dyslexia. Certainly we should be doing our best to accommodate them, to teach them well, to use structured literacy programmes that are aligned with what we know in terms of the science of reading. But part of the suite is, I think there are some people with dyslexia and other learning difficulties for whom learning multiple languages is simply a bridge too far. And for those people, exemptions do need to exist. And exemptions, I suppose it's important to say, are a reasonable accommodation under equality legislation. It's not a get out of jail clause. It's not about making it easier for teachers. They're there as reasonable accommodation, and there are very strict criteria that have to be met. It's not as simple as, you get a diagnosis and you get an exemption, because there are many young people with learning difficulties who are not deemed to be sufficiently disadvantaged by their dyslexia or autism or other learning difficulty to qualify for an Irish exemption.
A listener says that they taught in a Gaelic school from 1990 to 2002. They had some children who were diagnosed as dyslexic. Not one of them had an issue with learning to speak Irish through immersion. They would have some issues with spelling and reading in both languages. But because Irish is a language, it's a language of our heritage, a language that we speak. It's all about sound, isn't it? It's all about phonetics, Rosie, that really, if we're teaching it in the right way, as this listener says, it's a lost opportunity that we don't use it as the language of instruction, at least until third class or preferably throughout primary school. So really, it's structural, isn't it? It's about how the language is taught.
Absolutely, that's definitely a factor. And I suppose I think for learners in Gaelic schools where they have total immersion, so for the first couple of years, it's solely Irish which is spoken, because the reality is for the majority of the people in our country, Irish is not the spoken language at home. So for most of them, you do have to start. You're effectively teaching a new language to them. So they start with that immersion and then only begin to introduce the written aspect of it. In terms of a learning difference like dyslexia, the biggest challenges of dyslexia emerge when it comes to written language, and where young people with dyslexia can sometimes do okay with the oral and aural side of a language in terms of hearing it, speaking it, etc. When it comes to the written version of the exam or the language, that is where the challenge arises. And I'd be aware of even young people who went to Gaelscoileanna with dyslexia, who had very good spoken Irish, but then they go into second level and suddenly it's all the focus is on, you know, taking notes, reading and writing. And suddenly you have young people who are very fluent verbally, but suddenly felt like they were failing at Irish.
But
you know,
Padraig told us there earlier that 51% of those with a learning difficulty are studying another language. 51% who have been excluded or exempted from Irish because of the learning difficulty are studying another language. What does that tell us?
There's various, I suppose, reasons as to why that is the case. Number one, it's often school policy, so individual school policy, that students must take an additional language, usually one of the European languages. The other significant factor for young people with dyslexia is around what's called orthographic depth, or how complex or transparent a language is. Okay, and this essentially means how complex is the code of that language, so the letter sound correspondences, how regular or irregular is particularly the written language system of that language. Now, unfortunately, in Ireland, our two primary languages, English and Irish, are both on the very complex end of language orthographies, whereas, for example, Spanish, Italian, these are much more transparent languages where the code is more straightforward. So sometimes the language language that you select has an impact on your ability to learn it. And we'd also see many situations where, for example, let's say a young person with very severe dyslexia who got an exemption perhaps at age 8 or 9 in primary and was given support in the school system, was able to improve the standard of their first language of instruction, English, to the point that then when they started second level, they were actually better able and they had the bandwidth, as it were, to then take on an additional language.
Which may prove the point that they shouldn't be giving up Irish, because if the same support was given at the age of 8 or 9 with Irish, they'd be in a better position in second level.
I suppose it's more around, it's a pragmatic decision sometimes as well around sheer volume. And I suppose one of the issues we have is an education system that expects young people to do a very large, broad range of subjects, which also feeds into this debate as well. At students doing Leaving Cert, currently, some of whom are doing 8 subjects at higher level. If you look at, let's say, across the water in the UK, have people maybe doing 3 or 4 subjects.
I want to bring Padraig back in here.
Sure.
Irish is very difficult to learn. Therefore, that's why we have high exemptions for people with learning difficulties. What do you say?
Well, that's one of the myths, I suppose, that an exemption promulgates, really. Learning Irish, as the caller or the person who takes it in from the Gaelscoileanna situation, if one is exposed to enough or language in Irish or any other language, it can be learned. So, you know, what the exemption does, as I've said already, is gets the system off the hook, and it doesn't force it to improve its methodology in terms of teaching language. You know, I think I would share most of the views of the Dyslexia Association. We want children have additional needs to get that support. But in my view, giving an exemption is further disadvantages children unnecessarily. As well as not learning Irish, I suppose, as a subject for Leaving Certificate, they're losing out on the cognitive advantages of bilingualism. It's part of their identity and their heritage to learn the language. And many adults regret in later life that they were exempted from Irish and didn't really understand why. If Irish is taught and the emphasis at primary school is on the oral language, there's no reason for an exemption, certainly a permanent exemption. That's one of the messages from my report, is that in other countries where there are severe difficulties, they have temporary exemptions, part exemptions, and reasonable accommodations, as Rosie has spoken about. So that's what I would be promoting as well.
A listener says if someone doesn't want to do the Irish, Padraig, they shouldn't have to. They should be free to decide for themselves. It's nonsense to still be forcing this on children. This listener says they just end up hating the language. So it should be a choice across the board.
Yeah, so it's one way. Well, that's one way to frame it. Like, but as I see it, you're offering people choice, and you know, at the moment there's quite a.
But you don't have a choice in the main. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, well, you see the issue. There are lots of people. You know, as I said, that situation with the post-primary principals who are basically saying to parents, if you want your child to get support, they can't learn Irish. You know, so that isn't really a choice. They're being told you basically have to have an exemption if you want what's best for your child. That's the way it's been framed. So it's all about kind of how you frame a lot of these things. So there's a lot of parents, a lot of people.
I don't know how common that is, but it's quite the accusation that our secondary schools are saying that to all parents of children with a learning difficulty, that here's your option. You either get support or you get Irish. Yeah. Rosie, maybe you can shed some light on that. Is that happening?
The policy.
Rosie, is that happening?
There, I suppose there is some anecdotal evidence that can happen, but it's, I think, driven by timetabling challenges within schools. The Department of Education, however, has very clear guidance that should not happen. Okay. That, you know, you should not have to make a choice between Irish or getting additional support in school. There's definitely a case to be made for more SCT allocation in the second level system, undoubtedly. But it's, I think it is a bit of an allegation to suggest that. But again, I would come back to the issue of, you know, it's presented sometimes that...
Go ahead, because I want to clear this up. Go ahead.
I have people contacting me who are in that situation and seeking advice.
Okay,
but it's presented sometimes that... I would just say it's presented sometimes that, you know, it's as simple as, well, you choose one or the other. There are very strict criteria that the Department of Education sets down and monitors around who qualifies for an exemption from Irish. It is not this notional simple thing that, you know, it's a choice, that it's really easy. We hear from countless parents and individuals who are being told, even when they meet the criteria, that their school is refusing to give it they're ideologically opposed.
We need to leave it there, but thank you both. That was Rosie Bissett, CEO of Dyslexia Ireland, and Padraig O'Guire, who is Professor Emeritus at Dublin City University.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.